Chloe Jackson is the Community Relations Coordinator at the Johns Hopkins Alzheimer's Disease Research Center, and she is my guest to talk about this year's Holistic Health Seminar. So fill me in just a little bit about the organization.
Mm-hmm. So the Johns Hopkins Alzheimer's Disease Research Center, we do a few different things, but our main goal is to recruit study participants. We have about 22 research studies going on right now. Some are for the clinical drug trials. We also have dietary studies. We have imaging studies. And then we also have our observational study, which has been around for about 30 years.
Is this in some way studies for prevention or cure or both?
So for both. Most of our studies are for better treatments for Alzheimer's because unfortunately right now there are 5 FDA-approved drugs, but depending on the person and also depending on the stage, they may not be very effective. So for the drug trials, we're trying to create better drugs that do treat the symptoms, and ultimately we're trying to find a cure. But we do have more preventative measures for research going on as well.
The Holistic Health Seminar, is it related to Alzheimer's?
Yeah, so it's actually going to be on memory loss. In the morning, we're going to have a panel of speakers. So our panel of speakers is going to be talking about how to prevent memory loss and other chronic illnesses through nutrition in particular. We're also going to have 2 panelists that are speaking about the different community resources for people, 12 community organizations giving out more information, and we'll also have 4 health screenings as well. We'll have a panelist speaking about how to better engage the aging community for more spiritual methods, so how to better suit the needs for an aging congregation. And then later on the day, we will have another speaker. She's going to be speaking about the benefits of yoga for the aging population as well.
Who can come to this?
Anyone who's interested in the topic or just wants more information is more than welcome to come. It is a free event that is open to the public.
Alzheimer's, it's a hard sentence for the patient, but also for the families.
Yeah.
Will this holistic health seminar lift the spirits of people, maybe families that are dealing with loved ones that have Alzheimer's? Give them hope or tools to cope?
Yeah. Great question. So we do want to let people know that there are different things that you can do to get the resources that you need to get your needs met and just better uplift the people that are going through the different struggles, whether it is memory loss issues such as Alzheimer's, or it could be maybe a person struggling with diabetes or other ailments as well. So we want to educate and uplift. That's definitely our goal.
We talked about this event last year. Do they change? Do they have kind of a new focus every year? Do you have new information?
Yeah. So it really just depends on, as far as the new information, it just depends on what exactly we want to, like what topic we're going to speak about. It's always related back to memory loss. This year, it's really going to be about prevention. So healthy lifestyle changes that prevent chronic diseases.
Chloe Jackson is the Community Relations Coordinator at the Johns Hopkins Alzheimer's Disease Research Center. And she's been speaking with me about this year's Holistic Health Seminar taking place Saturday, June 2nd. Registration is now taking place until May 27th. For more information, the number to call is 1-855-749-7956. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you so much.